anything combat with Johnny K.
But it's anything combat, though.
Welcome back, combatants, to the Anything Combat Show. I'm your host, Johnny K. Today, we've got a veteran of the sport who's had 80 MMA fights, M1 Global Champion, KSW Tournament winner. He's an Ezekiel Choke Specialist, the Boa Constrictor, Alexei Oleinik. How are you, Alexei?
Hi, guys. I'm glad to hear you. I'm good. Thank you.
Alexei, can you just start us off today by telling us, when you were in Ukraine, who got you into combat sports? Who introduced you to MMA in Ukraine?
I started my career in 1996 in Kharkov. This was not Ukraine. This was not Russian. This was part of Soviet Union. Soviet Union, this common country with Ukraine, Belarusian, Georgian, Armenian, Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, Russian, and other. This number one. Second, I learned 6 years jiu-jitsu, Japan jiu-jitsu in Kharkov. Right now, this is part of Ukraine. Six years, but I studied jiu-jitsu 4, 5, 6, maybe 8 hours a day. This means if I earn jiu-jitsu so much time every day, this maybe 20, 25 years. If I earn jiu-jitsu, learn jiu-jitsu and in regular speed.
Alexei, I saw that you had a black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and you also had the black belt in Japanese Jiu-Jitsu. So can you tell us what was the difference between those two sports and which one do you think influenced your grappling style more?
No, really, nobody knows. My personal opinion, Japan Jiu-Jitsu is most combat. In Japan Jiu-Jitsu, in my Jiu-Jitsu, in my style, we had many punch. And punch everywhere, in the knee, on the balls, on the stomach, I mean leg, on the head, and many, many other punch. And we make a submission in a very, very difficult level. And they sometimes they very, very combat.
Alexei, when you fought MMA in the Soviet Union, were you allowed to punch to the balls in those one-night tournaments that you participated in?
I took part maybe in 10, 12 tournaments where this was allowed. This was legal. This was normal. I'm not any time in my career, I'm not doing that. But sometimes guys try it. To punch to my balls, maybe 3-4 times, and few couple of times it was in a real combat fight, no rules, where this was legal, and 2-3 times I got punch on my balls, special parts punch or kicks, where this was prohibited. They doing illegal punch.
In MMA, you've had like 80 fights, but I want to know, for your combat sambo experience, I saw that you won so many tournaments in sambo. How many combat sambo fights do you think you had?
55 fights. 55. And I won 53. I lose only 2 times on the judge decision. One time this was Alexei Veselovzorov, and after I took a revenge in 1 year. And second time this was Fedor Emelianenko. I fought with Fedor Emelianenko, and judge decision was Fedor won.
You fought in combat sambo against Fedor. I heard that you trained with Alex and Fedor Emelianenko. Is that true?
You mean fight or for train?
I heard that you trained with both the brothers.
I'm not training, no any time with Fedor Emelianenko. I just fight one time. And About 5-6 months, I training together with Alexander Emelianenko. We going to gym. We grappling, doing grappling together. We sparring together. We had common training. This was a few months, 4, 5, maybe 6 months.
So when you were doing the combat sambo, you became world champion in 2005. So when you were training with Alex Emelianenko, what year was that around?
First, I won combat sambo world championship, and after maybe in 5-6 years after that, I training this period 4, 5, 6 months.
I heard that Alex Emelianenko in his prime was really, really talented. So what was it like training with him?
My opinion, same. I think Alexander Emelianenko is very, very talented, but she absolutely not, she haven't discipline. But discipline is sometimes, it's maybe not sometimes, maybe always more important than talent.
With your discipline, how many hours do you think you were putting on the mats working on your MMA game a day?
Well, if generally, this was almost 30 years. a couple of years ago, I seen how much time I have wrestling match. On the gym training match, not real fights, yes, just training, sparring, training, wrestling. My opinion, around 10,000 times.
10,000.
10,000 times, yes.
What I heard about your career was that when you were training with Igor Von Chanchin in the early days, I heard that some of your grappling sessions lasted over an hour, over 2 hours. Is that true?
Where you read about that? This is rarely information. Not all people in the world know that. Yes, this is absolutely true. We train him many times, and we haven't rest. We don't have rest, absolutely. We can fight or sparring 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 50 minutes, 1 hour. My personal record with Igor Vachanchin, 100 minutes. Absolutely, no any minute rest. No rest. One round, 100 minutes. we start, we fight, wrestle, me tap, Igor tap. We fight again, fight, 100 minutes. Terrible time. Right now, I can't do so much. And this was terrible activities. This was very, very dynamically. And we finish not because I'm tired or Igor tired. We finish because Igor must to go. He said, oh, sorry, time, I must go. This was great times. I think this was my of the best condition in my life. 100 minutes, my weight around 85-90 kilo. Igor weight 105 kilo. And we sparring 100 minutes.
What do you remember from Igor? Was can you tell me about his game? I know he's an absolute legend of the sport, and he fought in Pride. Can you just tell me a little bit of insights into how he was?
Yeah, my opinion, Igor is one big brutality piece of steel or concrete. Up to you. My opinion, he is self-made. He's maybe not super talented, but he's super hard worker. Absolutely. Training, nobody don't say to him, you must train, no trainer, no nobody. He doing everything himself. He really cool guy. You know, he's not a big, not high guy. He 172, 73 centimeters. He don't have a long arm, long leg, but he is super strong with head, and he really smart guy.
Alexei, I think that you can explain this for us because you are a Soviet Union fighter and Igor is a Ukrainian fighter, as we know. Now, what I've seen is a lot of the Ukrainian fighters, due to combat sambo, I don't know what reason, they have a lot of fights, plus 50 fights, plus 60 fights. So why do all the Ukrainian fighters have so many fights?
I a little bit not understand, but generally I understand. Listen, I not fight in Soviet Union. I fight in Ukraine and in Russia. I born in Soviet Union. I born is in one country. This was one same people, absolutely. Ukraine, Russian, Belarusian, this absolutely same people. We think same, we speak same, we have common story, we can common... grandfather, grandfather, and all people, and I'm not separate, and nobody don't separate Ukraine and Russian and Belarusian in 0 years, 0.05 years, 2000 years, 2005 years. This was started maybe. 2007, 2010 years, 2027, 2025. This maximum. This was started separate. We not one nation. We different nation. This is Ukraine. This is Russian. This is Belarusian. But when I start training, when I start fighting, when I leave. This was absolutely same country, absolutely, and absolutely same people. I perfect, absolutely speak Russian and speak Ukraine. This is very similar language, and my mother, grandfather, grandfather, and all my for family, in any way, they absolutely same speak in Russian and Ukraine, and we have common stories. It's absolutely same people.
When I researched the combat sambo, like we were talking about before, it said that you got the World Championship 2005, you got the Eurasian Combat Sambo Championship 2001, the Russian Combat Sambo 2003 and 2004, and five-time Moscow champion. So, with the combat sambo that's going into MMA and then into the UFC now, we've seen Khabib, we've seen Marab, and I know Makachev competed in combat sambo a little bit. Yeah, he was a world champion in combat sambo. So, can you tell me why do you feel like specifically sambo is leading to all these people getting UFC championships? What is it specifically about sambo that allows them to have all this experience to succeed?
You know, my opinion, sambo is very, very universal. You know, you may have a super boxing technique. But if you going to groundwork, you absolutely doesn't know what you mean. You maybe you super freestyle wrestler or jiu-jitsu, and if you get a half power punch in the head. And you forgot about any wrestling work. Sambo, in sambo we have a punch, kicks, punch, and wrestling hand submission and chokes. everything.
And head
And
wound.
we, yes, in my opinion, that's why Sambo is good for mixed martial arts. But if you won't start, if you're planning take competition in the martial arts, is MMA, you must train MMA. somebody said, I first start jiu-jitsu after 3 years jiu-jitsu, 3 years Muay Thai. I said, great idea, but if you want take competition on the jiu-jitsu, you must go into jiu-jitsu. If you want to take competition on the Muay Thai, you must go in and train Muay Thai. If you want to fight mixed martial arts, you must train martial arts. Why you train something similar but not same? You must have this stretch weight.
Alexei, I've seen that you've trained at a whole bunch of different camps. You've trained at Red Devil Sport Club, the K Gojo Warrior Tribe, American Top Team. Can you tell me, with all the places that you've trained at, what did you learn at each stage?
You know, 80% my experience, 80, most. My first 6 years on my jiu-jitsu club, in my club, in Minamoto. This was Minamoto. This was clan Minamoto. Clan Minamoto. This was a real, super clan. After 10 years, I have a good, super good experience on combat sambo. It was 10% my technique. Last 10%, what I know right now. And after 10%, it was American Top Team. Maybe 70 Minamoto and 50 combat sambo and American Top Team. After first 6 years, I growth slowly, very, very slowly. First super my growth is was first 6 years on my jiu-jitsu. And after I just get weight, I took weight, I start you understand. I going from middleweight to heavyweight and most powerful, most heavy, most experienced, but not most technique. All my technique from my first 6 year jiu-jitsu. This very, very look like very interested and look like not true, but this true. All my technique this first my 6 year from jiu-jitsu. After I just a little bit. I have my technique and I work with this technique.
When you got that 80% of your whole game from the first like 5-6 years of that jiu-jitsu club, who was the coach that you think had the biggest impact on you?
This was my sensei, this Russian guy. No, Russian, Ukraine, Soviet Union guy. His name... I don't know how it's spelled for you, but Gennady. This is Gennady Minka. This is my coach. He's sensei. He is my sensei. He older than me. Maybe 15, maybe 20 years. Right now, I don't remember. 64, 65 years right now. 65 years old. That's all. He learned me all my techniques, what I know from my grappling, jiu-jitsu, all my submission, all my chokes. I learned on this man. First 6 years.
Out of all your coaches, was he the coach that taught you the Ezekiel choke?
Yes, and he showed me this this submission.
Why
this
do you
choke.
Feel... Why do you feel with the Ezekiel choke, seeing that you've gotten it, I believe you've gotten it 14 times in your career, why do you think that you keep on getting people with it?
First my lovely, first my best my submission, best my choke, this was a triangle choke. Triangle. I have not a big weight. I have 84 kilo. Always. I no weight in, no weight loss. I don't need nothing. If I'm not training 1, 2, 3, 5 months, you check my weight. My weight was 84 kilo. If I train a super a lot, very hard, 84 kilos always. I may not eat, not drink 2, 3 days, 84 kilos. Always, absolute stability weight. This is number one. And my leg was a very long, very teeny, and I doing everyone triangle choke. I'm first man who doing triangle choke in Russia. Absolutely. All Soviet Union, all 300 million people, nobody don't doing no any time triangle. I doing this first time on the combat sambo. When I took part on the first competition in combat sambo, I doing this 2 or 3 times. On the next competition, I'm doing triangle choke 2 or 3 times. And when I start doing triangle choke, in 2 or 3 years, somebody doing first time triangle choke after me. After 2 or 3 years after my first time. And I won this triangle choke, maybe 25, maybe 30 times in my career. Mostly in combat sambo. But maybe 10 times on the, maybe 5, 7, maybe 10 times on the MMA. After triangle choke, my weight is growed. In 2007, I took weight 20 kilo in 3 months. I train 3 times a day. In this time, I train 3 times a day, 2.5 hours every training. Total 6-7 hours a day. This was my training time. I train very hard, and I eat after each training a lot. Special. I can't, but I must. I eat. I train a lot, eat a lot. 3 months plus 20 kilo. This was not easy. This was very difficult, but I grew to heavyweight. After that, I can do in a triangle. My leg was a bigger. I can't lock my triangle. And I start doing Ezekiel. After that, I start doing Ezekiel. After Ezekiel, if you check, last many years, I am almost don't do Ezekiel choke. I doing diaphragm. I don't. Somebody calls this neck crank. I took neck and push my weight to ribber my opponent. He can't breathe. That's it. It's very dependent, not only from your technique and only your body. I have an injury. I have a very, very difficult injury. I have a surgery 4 times on my knee, and I can't do a triangle. This one of the reasons why I finish doing triangle. Second reason, I take weight. And I can't no win. I can't lose. I must work. I must think. I must remember something from my previous technique and start doing a new submission and a new win.
Alexei, I saw that you even got the Ezekiel when your back was on the floor. So tell me, how did you go about setting that up, and how did you do that when you're on the back and your opponent's on top of you and you still get the Ezekiel on them?
If you little bit nearest, I show you. I don't have a super good English, and you know, on the interview, it's not very easy to explain that. Yeah. But it's no matter in what position I stay when I do an easy kill. We can stay. We can line. You can be up. You may be down. It's no matter. Maybe on the side. It's absolutely no matter. Matter important only one. I must hold your neck, and not just this, like this, very very long. This. And second, very important how I start doing this. Not try in same moment to choke. I prepare. I push my chin to your here. I open your neck, and I used my this way. This way, not this way. This way, this way, this way, this way, this way. And this look like very suddenly. I do this, this, and my ear, like this, like this, like this. I used my neck, this up, and when this point touch my opponent, he don't have any chance. But I must make this way. This was a long way, but if I do everything is correct, this no waiting for my opponent. No chance.
So, what I wanted to ask you is, I saw that you made Team Oplot, the Oplot Challenge. Mm-hmm. So, I believe this is a promotion. So, is this still operating? Do you have any involvement in this?
Upload was a very, very good promotion, very good championship for young fighters, for these guys, for guys who start their career. From Upload start their career many guys. Dmitry Sosnovsky, like Nikita Krylov, like Marina Moroz, like Murat Yakhshmuradov. He was a champion PFL, Professional Fight League. And many guys. Many guys fight in our league. Many guys start career in our league or continue career. We doing 110 professional championships in 2.5 years. This too super cool for regular. For we not super rich guys like Bellator or like UFC, but we doing many championships. This was a super organization. Right now, we not operate because we haven't money. That's it. We doing everything with my friend, but right now, my friend in other world. He died a few years ago. And myself, I'm single, I can do this tournament right now. But I have a dream, I have a plan, start operated again, this promotion.
Good. I think the people want to know, out of all your fights, seeing that you had 50 sambos, 80 MMA, out of all of them, who do you think was the toughest opponent?
Not famous fighters give me a so tough fight, terrible fights. I have before on the combo sambo maybe 3-4 fights. This was terrible, difficult. Absolutely. Sometimes you fight with super strong guy, with super strong, but 1 minute, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, and you won. It's absolutely no. You doesn't know. Nobody know how it's going. Many strong guy. Mirko Filipovic, this for mentality, this was maybe one of the strongest, one of the toughest to fight for me in mentality. In mentality, I died every day, every night before fight. 3 weeks, I don't know what I can do, what I must start. This variant. This was terrible time. 3 weeks, I no sleep, no eat, no training. This was terrible. Mirko Filipovich, Mirko Krakop. I mean, Lenchuk, Daniel Milenchuk. This was a tough fight, very difficult for me. He broke my orbital chest. I can't see this guy. I can see, I can breathe. I'm not understanding. I see three my opponent, left, right, and middle, and I punch in the middle. I don't know where is he. And he is special punching this place because look like very, very bad. Many other fights. Jeff Monson was not very easy fight. Everything good.
Alexei, when I was researching you, I believe you are the only fighter in history to fight in four decades. So you fought in the 90s, the early 2000s, 2010s, and 2020s. So do you think that you'll get the fifth decade?
Nobody knows. I'm not just one who fight in four decades, but I'm first. This is number one. And second, you know, 10 years ago, maybe 12 years ago, many people asked me, when you finished? I said, not too much, maybe 2-3 years, and I plan finish. 10-12 years ago. 5 years ago, many people asked me, when you finished? You more than 40 years, you 41, 42, 43 years ago. 43 years old. When you finish, I said, one year maybe. Maybe one fight, maybe two fight. And I still fight it. I doesn't know when I finish. Nobody knows. Only God knows. Right now, I don't want to fight right now. I don't have fire. In my head, I don't have fire in my head. I don't want absolutely, but I must. I must in economic reason, maybe, and maybe some else reason. But I must fight maybe one time, maybe two time. I hope I finish on that.
I've got an interesting question for you. Seeing that you're known for heavyweight grappling. There's another fighter, as you know, he's coming up, Tom Aspinall, who's got the interim UFC belt right now. And I want to ask you, seeing that you've got your expertise and Tom has shown really good grappling in heavyweight, how do you think he does against John Jones if they grapple in their fight?
My opinion, John Jones don't want grappling. Not with Tom Aspinall, not with any other guys. If you watch his last many, many fights, he don't use grappling, absolutely. He super good wrestler. He is super talented. Master submission, master wrestling, but he don't want to use grappling and ground game. He know ground game. He use ground game just for your opponent can't no take down, no submission you. That's it. He used only for that, for defense, not for that. He very like, my opinion, he very like work on the standing with elbow, knee, and other striking game. But he don't want to use ground game. If they fought, don't go into grappling. I am absolutely sure. And many guys said, this guy next maybe won John Jones, this guy, and many times Jones won. John Jones is a super guy, and he's super fighter. My respect, of course, for John Jones.
I saw John was working with Gordon Ryan, and I saw that you faced Gordon Ryan. So what can you tell me about that match?
When he won, and very, very easy, because I make a mistake, and this was Keith's mistake. He's too powerful. I go into this guy. He going to down and use just my dynamic, my energy. You understand? I lose control and I fall this, and he use my injured knee. So very fast, it look like very easy. On the next day, we wrestle with Gordon Ryan in UCPI, and this was absolutely diametral different results. I won two times in Gordon Ryan. He's super strong guy. He's super talented. He's super technical, but he tapped two times. On the next day, this nobody knows about that. I think Gordon Ryan don't think about me, but I think I can say this. Next day we wrestle one time, we wrestle second time, and I want to tank. I'm not stronger than Gordon Ryan, but I this time I can want to type. That's it. He really super guy, but he all his life he doing to grappling or jiu-jitsu. I'm going part of my life to jiu-jitsu, part of my life to MMA, part of my life maybe combat sambo, but my life to my family and many part of my life. I think he doing all his part to jiu-jitsu. He's super cool master jiu-jitsu.
Boa constrictor. Okay, so where did the nickname boa constrictor come from?
I'm not sure. I'm really not sure, but I think it's I get this nickname from my fans maybe in 7, maybe 10 years after start my career. No, not same time. Because when I start, I fight like a monkey. I fight hand, I wrestle. I was super strong, but I am not was super technical.
I saw that the one-night tournament for KSW in 2007, that you submitted 3 people in one night. So can you just tell me about the mindset and the preparation that goes into competing multiple times in one night?
I recommend you open the Sherdog or Matrix or Fight Matrix and check about my record before and after. Because in 1.5 months, I fought 4 or 5 8-man tournament. Check please. 1 week before, 1 week after this Poland tournament, I fight in 1 tournament, 3 fights on the night after 1 or 2 weeks after Poland tournament, I fight again. I no training, I no preparation. I fight. The competition this was my prepared. Because in 1 year, in 30 months, 1-3 months, I fought 21 times. 21 professional fights. 11 months, 90 fights. And I won 19 times from 21. Two times I lost, judge decision, judge decision. And 90 times, 19 times I won. And always I won choke or submission. I no won on the judge decision, on the points, no. Just my opponent always stop.
Where did those fights take place?
I fight in Russia. I fight in United States.
Yep.
I fight in Poland. Everywhere was the worst.
My final question for you, Alexei, today is those multiple fights in one night, the one-night tournaments, what do you think is the hardest part about doing a one-night tournament?
Listen, I don't know, really don't know. Because when I fight three times a night, this is, was more easy for me than one time, than three times a year. Because very big time for rest, I'm absolutely relaxed and I start must start again, prepare mentality, physically, I don't know. Because if you fight one time, if you won, you have only 1 or 2 hours for next fight. Just relax, breathe is normal, everything normal, check. This, it's okay, little bit injury, it's okay, cold, yes, okay, open, next fight. Breathe is normal, and 40 minutes for next fight. Oh, sorry, guys, you must go in right now. You say 40 minutes and only 20 minutes. I don't know, this is TV problem or you problem, this is not my problem. You must go to fight. And everything can very super dynamic and... I don't know. This physically was normal for me. Absolutely. Because before, when I start, I fight the 8-man tournaments almost all time in the when my weight was 84 kilo. When I was 84 kilo, I was absolutely not tired never. Nobody can't. Nobody don't have a best condition than me. My condition, a little bit or not little bit down when I start a fight on the heavyweight. When I took weight and I start big and not enough breathe for heavyweight. I'm normal. I'm regular. I'm generally middleweight. I'm middleweight who. Take for me 25 kilos more and work always with this 25 kilos. But this is not my natural weight. Maybe that's why. Right now my condition is regular, like all people. Before I was unique condition because I maybe 15 years training every day, 365 days a year, every day. Absolutely. I have a running session. I have a training session like push-ups, like bench. I work with kettle, yes?
Kettlebell.
Yes. Wait, kettlebell. That's it. Every evening, 24, every week, 365 days a year. Every day, no problem. New Year or Happy Birthday or something else, I work every day. Maybe 12 years, maybe 10, 12, 15 years, many, many years. And after that, my condition was super, super. Technique, I start learn only in 19 years, 1-9.
That's all we have time for, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Alexei, for your time. Is there any final statements you want to make to the fans at home listening? What do you want to say to the people?
Personally, thank you for good question, for you understanding my super good English. Thank you very much. People who watch this video and who little bit be better after that video. Maybe you start a little bit more doing sport. Maybe you start a little bit live more healthy or thinking healthy. And maybe you a little bit more start believe in yourself a little bit more. Because any people in the world absolutely almighty. You can do everything. And you border only your mind. You border your possibility. What you can do in this world only in your mind. If you believe in you can do everything, you can do everything.
Follow Alexei Olejnik on Instagram, link in the description, and follow Anything Combat. We will see you guys next time.
I'm coming for the kill, combatant.